Once you've figured out the immediate threat area, you'll want to extend your warning polyon to cover the downstream threat. Let's quickly talk through an example. Here we have a plot of rainfall intensity over time. Let's say Station 1 is very close to where the rainfall fell. It is going to respond quickly to the rainfall, with a sharp jump in stage. Let's say Station Number 2 is a little further downstream, so its response is later than the first, with a more gradual rise in stage that isn't as high as Station Number 1. Finally, Station Number 3 is the furthest downstream, so it only sees a slight rise in stage. This progression can be expected in most cases. However, effects can change based on many stream factors. A good place to start in the absence of any local hydrological knowledge is to extend your flash flood warning 2 to 3 basins, not counties, downstream to account for runoff. This is in addition to expanding threat due to training storms and the short-term movement of precipitation areas. FFMP has a tool called the Downstream Basin Trace that can help you determine the downstream flow direction of runoff so you know where to buffer your flash flood warning polygon when drawing it up. Take a look at the example below. Let's say that the basin with the white star on it was initially going to be the easternmost extent of your flash flood warning polygon edge. However, with the Downstream Basin Trace tool, the yellow hatched areas show how water will flow downstream from that basin. So ideally, you'd want to extend your flash flood warning polygon 2 to 3 basins to the east or southeast to account for the downstream flow of rainfall in that basin.